What is that paused? Oh, was it paused? Oh, Mercury retrograde. Well, let's do it again. Okay. It's the 12th of July. Yeah, this is how this is gonna go. And we have the Five of Coins reversed and the Ace of Coins and the Ace of Swords. Take control. This is important, and you'll need all your energy and a clear head. No problem today, apparently. The suit of coins or pentacles, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, is the suit of the material and physical, and the suit of swords or air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, are mental. We have an ace in both body and mind, so if there have been recent efforts to improve physical health, as in eating and sleeping and meditating and taking care of yourself in general, that is now paying off. Stay slow, steady, and strong. The Five of Coins in the past position, in the upright, is a card of hard times and the insecurity and low self-esteem that can result from having to live a hand-to-mouth or job-to-job existence. The two people who wandered through the snow on the old-time image could be looking for their next job. Dressed in the tatters and shreds of what is left of their clothes, they at least feel low class. Jupiter, Uranus, Saturn, and Mercury. Well, it certainly is a beautiful thing to see that state of being in the past position. Dominating the spread from the present is the glorious Ace of Coins, the first of the two aces we are presented with today. The Ace of Coins is the windfall, the beginning of something with the potential to make a lot of money, the proverbial golden opportunity. I get a winning the lottery with your last dime vibe out of this for some reason. The Ace of Coins is perfection, earthly riches, and radiant health. You may receive an inheritance, possibly from some family member you haven't seen in a long time, and some truth may be revealed. Aces, of course, are the seeds, the startups, the initial investment. There is no looking back from this, whatever it is, because according to the Ace of Swords in the future position, we are clear in purpose and thought. We are very much in control. If this is an inheritance or windfall or even contract, that sword in the future position hopefully will never have to be used, but certainly will be a deterrent. The Sword of Truth is held by Lady Justice, so this can be about money that has been legally entitled to you. If you have been waiting for it for a long time, you already know where you will invest it. The Ace of Pentacles or coins likes real estate or gold jewelry. Whatever this is powerful stuff, but there is nothing emotional here, although the Ace of Swords can mean a new partnership that is very forceful, a double-edged sword. Is it worth the money? Specifically, your money? Ouch. The Ace of Coins always warns of money becoming the driving force of our lives. Or relationships, and relationships. A strong possibility from what I get from this. These aces are being handed to us. They are very personal gifts from the divine or universe or God or nature, and they are both meant for us. Someone may invest in us or our work, or we may be investing in our home or property, or even finally finding a place for us to live. Without the energy-sapping worry of food, gas, and lights, we can turn our ever-increasing energies to more creative and obviously, according to the cards, extremely lucrative pursuits. If you were wasteful in any way in the past, whether with money or people who simply weren't worthy of your time and energy, or fair-weather friends, I noticed the lonely couple in the snow on the Five of Coins in the past don't have any, you're seeing everything and everyone, including yourself, in the cold, hard reflection of that blade. And it's all clear, is it not? Invest in yourself.